Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to Simply Be Sustainable. I am your host, Brooke Chase, and today we have a very special episode. I was actually a guest on a friend of mine's podcast, and so I'm going to be sharing that with you guys today. It is 5 Simple Sustainable Tips with Ashley LaBute. She is a podcast host of Power Up Yourself, a woman that helps other women reclaim themselves. You can connect with her on Instagram at ashley.labute. That's at ashley.labutte. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the Power Up Yourself podcast. I'm Ashley, your new best friend. I'm just your average girl who followed what society said to do and lost myself in the process. I'm on a mission to show women that they too can find your voice and be authentic. Just know, you're not alone, and I'm here to prove it. In weekly episodes, I will share how I have learned to find my voice, find myself, and love life in the process. Now let's get to the sweet and spiciness of life. Welcome to Power Up Yourself podcast. I'm Ashley LaBute, your podcast host, and I'm totally grateful that you're here for the sweet and spicy journey. Do I have an adventure for you? Because I have Brooke Chase here, and she is going to tell us all about sustainable living. And I am so excited for this because if you're taking care of yourself and you're on this self-help journey, then why not take care of the earth and do things with that? So, Brooke, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, absolutely. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on. My name is Brooke Chase, as you said, and I am a hopeful, sustainable influencer. So I'm just very passionate about helping people to do their part to kind of simplify their life. And in doing so, the byproduct of that is naturally just sustainability. I struggle with the word sustainability because I think it has a lot of greenwashing and multiple meanings, but essentially in this definition, you know, sustainability is creating less waste and to make better choices for the environment. So, yeah.
I love that, especially since we only have one environment. So, like, taking care of that, because if we're not taking care of the environment, like, how can we be living a healthy lifestyle too?
Yeah, so, you can't.
I know that you have 5 wonderful tips to share with the listeners. So can we go with the first one, please?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a million tips, but I thought we'd narrow it down to a quick 5 for you guys. The first one is actually the 5 R's. Everybody knows reduce, reuse, and recycle. But a lot of people don't think about the other 2, which I think are the most important, which are refuse and repair. So like you said, most people know reduce, reuse, recycle. Refuse is like when you go somewhere and they want to give you like the free tchotchke that you don't want. No, thank you. When you go somewhere and they want to give you a free t-shirt that you're never going to wear. No, thank you. When you go anywhere and they're trying to give you a bunch of shit you don't want, you just say no, thank you. And so it's refusing. And it's the same, you know, depending upon how far along you are in your journey. For me, I try to refuse things that are in plastic, and shooting for things that are preferably in glass. And you can do it more and more. And then the other one is repair. So, you know, you have a sock, you have a dog bed, you have anything that essentially is broken, ripped, torn, whatever it is. And you, instead of throwing it in the garbage, you fix it. Imagine that. So yeah, it's just fixing stuff that's broken, you know, if possible. And there's a new bill that's currently in the process of being passed called the Right to Repair. Because I'm sure, you know, a lot of times it's just honestly in this day and age, it's just cheaper to buy a new one. And so that's something that, hopefully can come from the powers that be. That for me, for example, actually it's right here. My curling iron is broken. And I'm refusing to throw it away because I'm going to get it fixed. If it's over my dead body, I'm going to fix it.
Oh. I love how you're just keeping it because you're so determined to fix it because you don't want to produce more waste. And I think that's inspiration to other people because if they can see one person doing it, then it's like showing you that, hey, I can do that too. You're kind of leading the way. And then the thing with refusing is like, I know that I'll go to so many events and then people just send a bunch of shit to me. And it's like, yep. Do I really need this? Or even like, if I get gifts, like for the longest time, I wouldn't even regift them. And then like, I would regift them because I'm like, okay, for one, I'm not going to tell someone that gave me a gift. I don't want that. But to like find another purpose for it too, because.
Yeah. And hey, man, there's no shame in regifting. You know, I mean, there's a proper way to do it, but a gift's a gift. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Love that.
I actually have a whole bag. Like when, if I get something that either it didn't fit or I missed the 30 day to return it or whatever, you know, it's like my bag of things that there, I don't want them. I don't need them, but I know someone else that may, or like if I go to a birthday party and I'm like, shit, I forgot a present. I'm like, oh, my bag of gifts. You know,
I love it. You're like always ready on the spot.
Simplifying your life. Yes. Right.
Love it. So let's go to tip number two.
Yeah. So the other one is to try to buy in bulk or shop at a refillery. So basically, you know, preferably refillery, but a lot of times like, so I don't know. Do you have a Sprout store where you live?
No.
Well, there are stores that you can buy in bulk and you bring your own container and then you fill it up. So for example, coffee, I actually have my container right here. It's empty and I'm going to go fill it up with beans. It's like, you know, however much it is. And then you weigh this first. It's called the tear. And then you weigh it after and you give them the PLU number. And so there's no container. And I mean, I will say it's not the cheapest way to go, but if you have the funds, you know, it's a nice way to, there's just, and it, you know, and it looks pretty in my thing. Like there's no bags or plastic or anything. And it keeps it fresh. I love this thing. I got this at the Goodwill for $4. Anyway, but yeah, buying in bulk so that whatever the container is in, there's less of them because the one that you have is, you know, bigger. And like what I'll do, like my coconut oil's in a big thing I got at Costco. I'll separate it and I have like a little jar in my bathroom because I use it for lotion. And then I have another little jar that I use for cooking. And then I have another little jar that I take like for travel. So, you know, you divvy it up and then, you know, you don't have all those little plastic jars of coconut oil or whatever. So
and putting plastic into your body too. So going with the glass, so it'll be healthier for you too.
Absolutely.
So let's go to three.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know this, but the fashion industry is actually the second biggest polluter on the planet. And also with that being said, I love fashion. Like I am in it to win it. I think I am dressed to impress all of the time. Not all the time, but you know what I mean? What?
And you're always rocking your style.
Like, thank you.
You guys need to follow her because she always has these cute outfits and tips and tricks. So continue on.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. I think, you know, fashion is a great way to express yourself. And, you know, I did a whole series on this, but really rethink your fashion and think about when you buy fast fashion, like companies like, you know, how do you say it? Temu or Temu or whatever. These companies get really forced into the way they treat their, the way they buy their fabric and the way that they treat their employees, because they have to get things cheaper and cheaper and cheaper because the cost of clothing, instead of actually going up with inflation, has gone increasingly lower. And so it's just really, really bad for the environment, from dyeing the clothes to the way they make the clothes. Polyester, every time, if your clothes are made of polyester, they're made of plastic. So every time you wash them, those are microplastics that break off and go into the water. And I forget this stat, but clothing is like 60% of all microplastics that are in the water. It's actually not the beauty industry, which is what I thought. So just really try to be a little bit better. There's a book called The Conscious Closet. If you just research fast fashion, if you research, there's documentaries on it. There's just be aware of the fact that if you wear something one time and it's made out of plastic, that you're really, I call it voting with my money, but you're literally voting for the harm of a lot of people and a really harmful to the environment. So just, you know, something that a lot of people don't know.
I love how you call it like voting. Because yeah. A lot of people, I think they just realize that, hey, I'm just going to go vote for the election or something. But mm-hmm. there's other ways that you can vote, and especially with your money and sending it to, like, say, like Amazon for cheap outfits, or like even Shein or Fashion Nova. And then mm-hmm. sometimes you only wear the outfits a couple times or never. Right.
Yeah.
And then you either throw it out or hopefully you bring it to like Goodwill or Salvation Army or something, so that at least maybe someone could wear it so that it can get some use, because why buy something if you're not going to wear it?
Yeah. And you know, the way something fits and the quality of the way it's made is very, very important. Like if you, it's far better to spend the money on a really nice, like a good version of whatever it is that you're probably going to buy on Temu versus, you know, the Shein brand or whatever, because it's going to fit you better. The quality is going to be better. And like, you know, I first go to thrift, consignment, Poshmark, you know, you can go to Swaps, but there is a lot of places that you can get these pieces that you're looking for without supporting those brands. Like for me, like I have some of those brands, but I didn't buy it from them. I did not give them my money. So, you know, and I'm aware of what it's made out of. So if it's made out of plastic, if it's made out of polyester, I'm like not even going to wash it. Like I just will wear it dirty until the threads fall off.
So we can use this illusion that just came to my head as I was sitting here listening to. So it's kind of like you wearing a trash bag. Would you want to wear a trash bag?
I mean, it's literally polyester is literally plastic. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. Don't wear polyester. That's our fun fact for today. And let's go on to number four. I think we're at.
Number four is please ditch the plastic bag and use a shopping bag, a reusable shopping bag. And so, you know, those things that you were talking about refusing, those tchotchkes, a lot of times come in a reusable shopping bag. And I know that everybody has like 4,000 of them. Maybe not 4,000, I'm an exaggerator. They probably have like 40 or something. But number one thing is to have them in your car. So keep them in your car. That's the first thing. Second thing is, well, okay, first of all, let's just say, I don't want to call you out, but do you use your shopping bags?
If I go to Trader Joe's, yes. And then otherwise, I get the little plastic bags. Unless even at Sam's Club, thankfully at Sam's Club, I just go get a box and I reuse the box. But if I go to like Meijer's or to like the meat market or something, I'll use the plastic bag. But then I use the plastic bag as my trash bag, so.
Well, I do too. However, what's the reason that you bring your reusable bag to Trader Joe's and nowhere else?
Because it's so cute and it's nice and fancy and everything. And I just, somehow I was trained to always, hey, I have a specific time, like hey, this is where I'm going to Trader Joe's. So I go pick up my Trader Joe's bag and then bring it into the car. So I don't even keep it in the car.
So you think of it before you go. Okay. Well, right. I thought you were going to, I don't know. That's interesting. So basically what usually happens is maybe you don't know that you're going to the store, or you just forget the bag and they're all in your car. The first step is getting them in your car. So that's the first thing. And then the next thing is like, so if you go to the grocery store and you forget your bags, you refuse the plastic bags, and you bag your own groceries in your car. And I am telling you, you will do that 5 times and you will never forget your plastic bags again. So I did that as like my punishment. I was like, oh, I forgot my bags. And so I was like, all right, well, I have all the bags in the car. I'm just going to bag my own groceries like a freaking fool in the cold, in the dark, in the car. And I did it. And I like never forgot my bags again. So that is a tip if you are trying to kick yourself in the hiney and bring your baggies. You won't forget once you bag your own groceries.
I love that because I used to do that quite a bit when I shopped at Aldi because you don't get any bags. And I was like, it was a pain in the ass, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not even like a punishment. It's like, bro, you have the bags in your car. This is what you have to do now because you didn't bring them. Or if you remember, leave your cart, go get your bags, come back. Like that little bit of inconvenience, you gonna remember them bags. yeah.
Let's go to step 5. We're rule 5.
So 5 is the one that people probably aren't going to really want to do, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you have people over, don't use single-use plastics. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I have lots of tips for that. But when you have like a big group of people, it's like, say you have 50 people over. That's 50 times the impact. That's a lot of plastic and all that going into the environment. And I mean, I don't know how much time we have. I do have a bunch of tips for that. But the easiest ones are, like I said, to not use the single-use plastics, like the cutlery. Use cloth napkins. Just throw them in the wash. And I just have like a bunch of stuff that's for when people come over. You know, you just load up the dishwasher. Like if you start with everything clean, you just do everything like all at one time. I mean, it depends on how big your party is. But, you know, try to think of foods that are finger foods. Like if you don't have, you don't need any cutlery, then you don't need any, you know.
Pizza.
Yeah. But yeah. And, you know, it's a lot of less impact on the environment if you just don't. And solo cups, like there's metal ones now. You can just take the hose, squirt them out with some soap. If you're outside, there's quick and easy ways that you can, you know, take care of the earth without, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just a little bit more work. And it's a little bit more work to take care of the only planet that we have. So I think it's worth it.
That also seems like a lot of work, Brooke. So yes. How can people get connected? Because I know that you can help them with this.
Yes. So actually, that's a great segue, because if it is a lot of work to you and you really don't want to do it, you can just call me. That's actually something that I do. It's a service that I provide. My company is called Simply Be Social. My Instagram is Simply Be Social. My website is simplybesocial.net. And basically I can, you know, virtually walk you through all the things, depending upon how big the event is, I can come to you. It's as big or as small as it can be, depending on what you're looking for. But yeah, so that's what I do. I call it less waste, more fun, and I help people have more sustainable events.
I love that.
Yeah, I love
and
it too.
I have two more questions that I ask all my people that I interview now.
Yes.
What is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal. Oh my gosh. I forgot to think about what my spirit animal was that I was actually going to say. What's your spirit animal? I'm curious.
A dolphin.
Oh my God. That's what I was just going to say. Shut up. I'm dead right now. Okay. Well, the reason I asked what yours was is because I was wondering what the criteria was when you say like spirit animal. Like, why is yours a dolphin? Should I just tell you what mine is and then you tell me what yours is?
Sure.
So I love the water. I mean, I love the sky too, but I just think the water is so mysterious and I love all the colors. I love being out in the water. You know, there's just something that like truly cleanses your soul when you're in the ocean and when I'm near the water. So it's definitely something water-esque. And I have loved dolphins since I was a little girl. You know, I just think they're so smart. It's fascinating to me that they're mammals. You know, how they talk to each other. They're so beautiful. Like what they flip and they're playful. Like Flipper was like the best dolphin ever. I don't know. I really love dolphins. I don't know if I have a much better reason, but I really do.
So dolphin is my spirit animal because they are such a free spirit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm more of like a free spirit too.
Absolutely.
And they talk a lot and communicate a lot. And that's what I do. And then also they're very empathetic and compassionate with
really?
Other dolphins.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. And that's how I am too. So that's why I say my spirit animal is a dolphin.
I love that so much. Yeah. All the same reasons for me. And I just, they're so cute when they're little and they're so beautiful when they're big. And yeah, I that's so funny. We have the same spirit animal. Wow.
We do. Okay. For the last question is, what is one thing that you do to bring joy to your inner child?
So I have a lot of things that I could say, but I'm going to say one that is, it just, I feel so childlike every time I do it. And it's ride my bike.
Oh, I love that.
So like I ride my bike, the weather, you know, it has just gotten warm. I mean, I know that, you know, Savannah pretty well. But you know, you can bike really anywhere. And you know, the last time I hadn't ridden a bike from the time I was probably in third grade until I literally fixed my bike from 1993, maybe like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and started riding my bike. And I just feel like a little kid. Like I feel, you know, when you can ride your bike and you're free and you can like go to the grocery store or something, like, I don't know. It's like, you feel like you can go wherever you want and like, you feel the wind in your hair and you see the sights and you can stop. You're more immersed in the environment without being in a car, you know? And so, I don't know, when I ride my bike, I have a basket, I have a bell, and I just...
I love it.
Sometimes I put my music on and I just, I don't know, I'm a little kid. It's just, that's what happens.
I love it. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for being on. And I'm going to link all your information below. And I just wanted to thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, y'all can get a lot more from my podcast. It's called Simply Be Sustainable. I'm not as good as Ashley with doing one every single week, but I'm trying my hardest. Well, I guess I'm trying hard, but not hard enough. Yeah, I try to keep it simple. So that's my answer.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Have
I
a
love you.
Day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for coming on this sweet and spicy journey with me. If you love what you learned, please share it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you. Remember that you are not alone and are meant for more. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.be or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.